Bethlehem olive wood manufacturer Tony Hoche is pondering how to improve upon a design that's been around for longer than most countries.
Joseph, Mary, Three Kings, baby Jesus. It's not easy to have a new ideas because it's a nativity set. What can he change?
It was in May this summer, but Hoche's workers were already months into production of the exclusive Neiman Marcus line of olive wood nativity scenes. They're exquisitely detailed, and production starts early. In late 2014 on the ones you can buy today. He says that's just how long it takes to get it right. What he and his workers might not know is that Neiman Marcus is rolling the dice with the product of that labor, placing future exports at risk of fines or even seizure. At Neiman's throughout the country, these Palestinian products are labeled with the country of origin, Israel, and that could mean big problems for everyone involved.
There's obviously an effort here to deliberately misinform people. And I think there's something insidious about trying to deliberately misinform people only for the purpose of making profit.
Yusuf Munayer is executive director of the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights.
You're putting a captive economy in a very difficult position where they have to choose between provide for their families or not complying with this labeling.
It kind of seems like the labeling is taking advantage of religious people's assumptions about the region, conflating ancient boundaries with modern borders.
There's been obviously a lot of affinity between the United States and Israel built around religious connections. For many people who look at Israel primarily through the lens of religion and the Bible, hearing Bethlehem, Israel is not an uncommon pairing.
Bethlehem isn't in Israel. It's in the West Bank. It's just next door. But the distinction matters to U.S. authorities. I reached out to Bethlehem Mayor Vera Baboon by phone. She was astonished. The mayor says she doesn't let importers lie about products entering Bethlehem. So she wanted to know, why are U.S. stores allowed to misrepresent her city? Well, it turns out they're not. After a long back and forth, U.S. Customs and Border Protection weighed in this week. If an origin label includes the language, made in Bethlehem, Israel, it, quote, would be considered not legally marked.
Something produced in that territorial area has to be marked with West Bank, Gaza, or Gaza Strip, and not Israel.
Jim Chester teaches international trade law at Baylor Law School. He says Neiman Marcus needs to clarify what's going on.
If it was something that the Neiman folks were involved in, it's one or two people, not a corporate-wide policy. And so first you figure out how deep the rabbit hole goes. And then once you figure it out, then you get ahead of it. I mean, you've got to. This was an innocent mistake. We should have been more careful. We didn't put the sticker on. We didn't ask for the sticker to be put on. We bought it from a guy named Jerry in Vegas. Well, then tell people that. Get ahead of it.
He says international traders sometimes make a cost-benefit analysis when choosing whether or not to carefully review customs regulations. Duty on incorrectly labeled imports starts at only 10%, and business moves fast. But that's not all that's at stake.
Do you have enough fences between you and that bad action to say, look, I did everything I could, and then nobody would blame you? But if you take a shortcut and you don't do it, then people are going to blame you. So the governmental penalty here is relatively nominal. If this is true and Neiman's was complicit in it, then I think that, you know, for a venerable institution such as Neiman's, that would hurt its image. Absolutely.
A Neiman Marcus spokeswoman declined to answer questions about the labeling, but she did say that the company's import division in Longview, Texas, was in charge of making sure all of its imported products were properly labeled in accordance with all applicable laws. Reporting from Dallas, I'm George Hale.